Good morning and welcome to Maryland Today. My name is Francesca Presti, joined this morning by Kim Caleri, Director of Development and Communications at the Baltimore Station, and Jen Rothenberger, Chair of the Home Run Fundraiser and Board Member. Thank you girls so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We're very excited to talk about your event. It's the 27th annual Home Run for Recovery. But before we get to that, I want to dive into the Baltimore Station a little bit. You can tell me a little bit about that organization.
So we're actually celebrating our 30th year this year, which is amazing. But we're a residential and outpatient treatment program for homeless veterans recovering from substance use disorder. So we have two facilities right here in Baltimore City, one in Federal Hill, the second in West Baltimore in Sandtown, Winchester. And the men live with us, can stay with us for up to 2 years. And we give them all the tools that they need to lead a life of recovery. We also have a new workforce development program that was launched in October. And that particular program, we're really working with the veterans to get them back on their feet with a sustainable income and permanent housing.
How did the Baltimore Station get its start?
So we were actually started 30 years ago by a couple of volunteers in the neighborhood who just saw a need. You know, there was a big homeless population. So they just started at that point giving out blankets and food. And as time went on, people noticed that most of the people coming to the shelter were veterans. So at that point, we consciously decided to, you know, become a nonprofit and work with veterans.
And what types of services does the Baltimore Station provide for these veterans?
So we provide them with individual and group counseling services, with activities like Tai Chi, drama, drumming, activities that they will be able to do when they get out of our program that also have a lot of data and research supporting how well those type of activities work for people in recovery. We offer them employment opportunities, education, clothing, food, shelter, really anything and everything that they're going to need to lead a life of recovery.
So how do you folks over at the Baltimore Station go about getting the resources that you need in order to help the veteran community here in Baltimore?
So we actually rely tremendously on our greater community to support us both financially and through in-kind donations such as clothing, food, service projects. We have lots of people who will come in and help us like paint the facility, plant flowers, just anything like that that helps our bottom line and really allows us to keep our resources focused on helping the veterans.
With me this morning is Kim Caleri, Director of Development and Communications at the Baltimore Station, as well as Jen Rothenberger, Chair of the Home Run Fundraiser and Board Member. And we're going to get to the 27th Annual Home Run for Recovery event coming up at the end of April very soon. But I do want to circle back around. The Baltimore Station helps these homeless veterans here in Baltimore kind of get back on their feet and, you know, straighten out their lives, if you will.
Yes.
And where are you finding these veterans? Is there a big homeless veteran population in Baltimore? What does that look like?
There is. And actually, so we are primarily funded through the Veterans Administration. So we actually get a lot of our referrals directly through the VA. But we actually have an outreach coordinator who is a graduate of our program, who you actually will see out on the streets going up to men who are holding a sign. Yeah. I mean, he's amazing.
I love the hands-on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He is out there every day on the street. And again, he's a graduate of the program, so he knows what these individuals are going through. And then again, we also rely on the community to refer men to us. We will take men from anywhere, actually, in the country.
So not just Baltimore.
Correct. Yeah, we will take, and we will actually work with like a local VA or another veterans organization to get the men to our program. We've had people from California, Florida, Puerto Rico. We just want to help any veteran that's struggling.
So if someone's listening to this morning and they're interested in participating in the program, or they're saying, hey, I know somebody that would line up really well with this organization, how can they go about applying and getting involved?
The best thing is just, again, to go to our website, and there is actually a contact section, and there's just a quick little form, and it goes right to our outreach coordinator, and then he'll take it from there.
So baltimorestation.org for more information on that.
Correct.
And I'm assuming there's probably volunteer opportunities there as well.
Yes. So yes, we love our volunteers. We have been very purposeful throughout as the organization has continued to grow and expand that we keep volunteers as a main part of the organization. So we have over 2,000 individual volunteers who come down and serve meals. They do service projects. We go and speak to different organizations. So they really are a big part of why we're successful and help boost our men's self-confidence and self-esteem. And the great thing about our program, too, is we allow children to come volunteer. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of community service, you know, with local high schools and middle schools. But we also have kids who can come with their families and serve breakfast. And the best thing is then you actually sit down and have a meal with the resident and really get to know them.
So if someone wants to volunteer at the Baltimore Station, what would a typical day or an average day look like?
So most people come into the Baltimore Station through volunteering through one of our meal services. So we serve dinner, you know, 7 days a week, and typically folks come in at around 5 and stay till about 7. And we work with the volunteer group to, if they want to cook in our facility, we have an amazing, you know, beautiful kitchen in South Baltimore. They can cater. They can prepare off-site and warm it up in our kitchen, really whatever
awesome.
Works best, you know, for the volunteer group.
And what are some of the other ways that the general public can get involved and support the Baltimore Station?
By coming to our events, which I know Jen is going to talk about in a little bit, really just helping us spread the word about our program and the great work that we're doing for veterans. And all of the money that we raise at events like Home Run for Recovery, third-party fundraisers, all directly support our program.
Kim Caleri, Director of Development and Communications at the Baltimore Station, joins me this morning as well as Jen Rothenberger, Chair of the Home Run Fundraiser and Board Member. And we are really excited to chat about the 27th Annual Home Run for Recovery happening at Power Plant Live April 25th. More information at baltimorestation.org. So why don't you tell us about this fundraiser? Because I did a little research of my own and it looks like such a blast.
It is a very, very fun evening and we are very excited to be increasing in size over the years. We're originally at Nick's and we've moved up to PBR and mm-hmm. we've graduated and are now running out the alley at Power Plant Live. So it is going to be up to 1,000 people fit in there. So we're very excited about that. We're adding live music this year. Midnight Run is going to be playing at our event. We have a silent auction. We have a pretty amazing live auction. And our secret sauce is we also have a Best of Live, which we sell 100 tickets for $100. And whoever wins that, so you have a 1% chance of winning. Whoever wins that gets to steal any of our live auction items, which can be anything from airfare trip to Paris for a week in Paris to Vegas with airfare. We have a 4-bedroom house in Chestertown, Maryland, go away to the Eastern Shore for a bit. It's pretty amazing. Our new one this year is pick your location. So we have 2 tickets and Hilton donated 4 nights. So just where do you want to go?
Wherever
your little heart desires.
That's awesome.
La Tavola, you can go there for a party of 14 people and have dinner. And we also have, I think, our new one that I'm pretty excited about. Our executive director is going to be hosting his own in-your-house party.
Oh, that is
so
fun.
We love nothing more to put John to work, so we're pretty excited about that one. Oh, I can't believe I forgot about the Orioles package. Get the owner suite for a game, which is pretty cool.
Let's talk about food, because we all love food.
Yes, we mm-hmm. all love food. Right. So Power Plant itself does a great job of providing the food and it's a full meal. You're not coming just to like snack on a carrot here and there.
No cheese and cracker.
No. I mean, there are some cheese and crackers there
which are
to
fabulous.
Start off with, right? We also have Pizza to Joey who comes and he is bringing his pizza is always a huge hit. We have oysters every year. We have sushi. And then our chef, Chef Russell at the station, brings 2 things that he is kind of known for, his bread pudding and wings. Mm. You're going to come and you're going to be fed well. Drinks are included in the ticket cost. We also added 3 different levels of tickets. We made a VIP section as well back in Mosaic. So you can go in there and kind of have a more intimate feeling if you want to get away from the band and not be out in the big alley. Or if you like to just listen to music and have a good time and enjoy the party, get a regular ticket and be out in the alley. So we have a little bit for everybody and pretty excited about it.
It definitely sounds like a really fun celebration, a big party. Can you ladies recall any highlights or favorite memories from events past?
I think my biggest was, you know, being in Nick's where we were completely packed. I mean, we were sardines in there, going to PBR, and that was hysterical because there's a mechanical bull there, so that added a level of fun. And then 2 years there, just watching the excitement over the Baltimore Station grow. 2 years there, and we've had to move downstairs because we couldn't fit in anymore. That is by far my best memory of just the growth and watching people come and they have fun. This is not a chore. It is a fun event and fun people asking when to come back. So
yeah, it's become like a reunion for a lot of people. And I share a lot of the same memories that Jen does, especially from being at Cross Street Market, you know, at Nick's at Cross Street, mm-hmm. when we used to take bets of like how many times we could actually get from one end to the other. And it was just, it was impossible. But just really to see just how the event has grown. And it amazes me every year, just the generosity of the people who come to that event and really are there to support, you know, the work that we do.
The 27th Annual Home Run for Recovery happens April 25th at Power Plant Live, baltimorestation.org for more information and tickets. And we still have tickets available. We're close to sold out.
We do still have tickets available, but you definitely need to get in there and get them. I think most important is our Best of Live tickets. Those definitely sell out. We have four different levels. As we already discussed, we have the VIP level. We also have a regular ticket, we have a military discount, and we also have a young professionals discount for anyone under 30. So lots of ways to get in. You don't have to actually be present to buy the Best of Live ticket.
Okay.
Nor do you need to be present to participate in the silent auction. The live auction, obviously, you do have to be present for, hence the name live auction itself. But like I said, in years past, we sell tickets and it fills up. So mm-hmm. buy your tickets today.
And we have mobile bidding available, which is great. So people can, we make it very, very easy for attendees, you know, to bid on silent auction items. And then I would just like to personally just thank all of our sponsors. We could not, like Fortigo, M&T Bank, Maryland Multi-Housing Association, Len the Plumber, Praxis Engineering. I mean, the list goes on and on, mm-hmm. but we couldn't do this event without their support.
So grab your tickets now, baltimorestation.org for all of that. The 27th Annual Home Run for Recovery, April 25th at Power Plant Live. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and we wish you all the best with your Home Run for Recovery.
Thank you.
Thank you.